Children have been going back to school this month, fear and shyness having melted into playground games and new friendships. Commentator Christine Holmgren says the end of summer is much harder on her than her children.
This morning, the furnace kicked in at 6:30. It was an omen of the approaching cold on this, the first day of school. I didn't need the warning. Something quiet and sad had already taken over. It loomed in my cornflakes, waited for me at the bottom of my coffee mug, sneered through the shower spray in my morning radio program. My children didn't seem to feel it. Their radio blasted the alarm, and they scooted out of the house in record time. They couldn't wait for school to start. Last night, they laid out their school clothes in gap formation. Jeans coordinated with tees and vests. Sweatshirts were tied with style across coat hanger shoulders sprawled in human form on the floor. And now they are gone. I have 20 minutes to leave my summer behind and crawl behind the steering wheel for another trip to my office. I can throw the dirty dishes in the sink, hide the morning paper under the kitchen table, but what can I do with my sadness? This angst is not a disruptive force. I will still be prompt for appointments, organized at my committee meetings. But during this transition from summer to autumn, I will carry with me a knowledge that something precious is again lost forever. When premature autumn throws shadows across my kitchen table and children grow bored, listless in their freedom, I get the back-to-school blues. My mother used to make fun of women like me. She would gossip about the silly mothers in our neighborhood weeping over children lost for another school year. Imagine, she said, crying because your baby starts kindergarten or your oldest goes off to high school. I can't wait to get my kids out the door. To her, the end of summer must have seemed the beginning of liberation, but not for me. While my children plan the layout of their lockers and schedules, I begin to feel invisible. I watch them leave me through the one-way mirror of motherhood. This morning, as my youngest organized her backpack, I remembered her first day of school years ago. Terrified of being away from me and of kindergarten, she insisted I send a note reminding her that she was loved. Since she was too young to read, I drew her a heart with her name in the center. Then, while she watched, I kissed it with lips smeared with Halloween orange lipstick, her favorite color. "I'll hold it when I'm lonely," she said, trembling, "and maybe I won't have to cry." This morning she left me without saying goodbye. So I stand here at the window, my briefcase packed for another 8 hours of work. The coffee mug warms my hands as I watch the school bus disappear around the corner. 170 days until the next summer vacation. The furnace sputters, stops. The sun makes a final attempt before the approach of the cold. Too late. We are caught again in the numbing routine of days.
Christine Holmgren lives in Northfield, Minnesota, and comes to us with help from member station WCAL.